What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to episode 3 of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about some upcoming dates, the college process, we'll do a quick sports update, and then close this out by highlighting the recent Foreign Planetarium ribbon cutting ceremony. We've got another great episode coming your way, so stick around for all the latest news to come. It's hard to believe October is already underway, but we're officially in the swing of things and there are a lot of key dates coming up to keep on your radar. After our 14 schools throughout the district recently hosted their open house events, parent-teacher conferences are now right around the corner as well. Those will be going on all day October 19th through October 21st, and students will have an early dismissal for those days. It may seem early in the school year, but for seniors, it's already time to begin preparing for the college process. As I'm sure many high school seniors throughout Milford have already started thinking about the next chapter of their lives, it's important to remember all the deadlines needed to be met throughout the process and start filling out those Common applications early. If you're not familiar with the Common App, it's something you fill out that includes basic contact and profile information, family information, educational background, test scores, activities participated in, and your college essay. When applying to colleges, you have the option to apply early action, early decision, or regular decision. Now, it's important to understand the difference between early action and early decision. Early decision is for students who feel they've identified their top choice already, where they would officially commit to the school in a binding agreement. And then early action is non-binding, but you will get the chance to hear back from the school early without having to commit until the normal date to reply. Early options are available from October to December. Now, regular decisions are rolling until March. This is the period after the early period where you still have time to apply. You'll just hear back a little later than if you applied early. There are definitely some benefits with applying early action. Let's say maybe you get deferred from your top choice, but you applied early action. You can still get moved to regular admission and get in. It also gives you time to prepare for your next big decision to make, so choose wisely, do what you're most comfortable with, get those filled out. Jonathan Law has deadlines for transcript request form submittal on the following dates: October 18th, November 1st, November 17th, December 1st, December 15th, January 2nd, January 18th, and February 1st. Foreign has deadlines set for October 21st, November 4th, November 22nd, December 2nd, and December 16th. Foreign and Law's football teams are both coming off wins to remain undefeated. Foreign beat East Catholic 42-21 to move to 3-0 in the season, and they'll look to keep that offense hot for their upcoming game with East Haven to make it 4-0. Low of the week off as they also sit at 4-0 in the year after another dominant showing to beat Brantford 45-21. The anticipation towards this year's Thanksgiving game continues to build more and more. Foreign and Law's cross-country teams have kept very busy themselves. Last Thursday was the SCC Division Championship, where Foreign's girls team took second overall, with three of the runners placing in the top 10. Adriana Gonzalez came out on top for the Lions with a sixth-place finish in the meet. Foreign's boys team took fifth in the race as freshman Joseph Mead led the way in a very solid showing. Liam Fettigan continued to look nothing short of dominant for the Lawmen, finishing second overall while running a PR of 15:44. He also took first place at the Laurelton Hall Classic this past Monday after being recognized as Law's Male Student Athlete of the Month. Foreign's girls team once again looked strong at the Laurelton Hall Classic as well with a second straight second place finish. These squads will look to keep it up heading into their next meet at the 38th annual Wickham Park Invitational this Saturday. Last but not least, we got to see our first classic Foreign vs. Law rivalry matchup this year. Jonathan Law's volleyball team came out on top with a 3-0 victory to advance to 6-3 in the season, but Foreign will get redemption when these two meet again next Wednesday the 13th. That's all we have for this week in sports. Coming up next, we'll dive into detail about Foreign High School's planetarium ribbon cutting ceremony. Foreign High School recently had a ribbon-cutting ceremony for their updated state-of-the-art planetarium. Originally installed in 1973, the facility started as a 70-seat theater with a projector. Over the years, the system became outdated, parts became harder and harder to find, and the system was deemed to be obsolete. Through the capital improvement plan, the Board of Education requested funds from the city to renovate it. In February 2018, the city bonded $500,000 for the replacement of the planetarium. From there, a team made up of administrators, instructional supervisors, teachers, operations, facilities, and IT did some research and developed a set of specifications for the new planetarium. The COVID-19 pandemic stalled work, but it was resumed during the summer and fall of 2021. The new planetarium is now complete and in full operation. There will be endless opportunities for the community to hold events of all kinds in the new facility. Milford is proud to have this great feature available to students and the community at large. I was able to gather some interviews at this event. Let's hear what some of the students had to say first. What's been your favorite part of the planetarium so far, and has anything surprised you with the renovations?
My favorite part of the planetarium is being able to see all the planets and stars in the galaxies. I love space. Like, it's one of my favorite things. So just being able to like see the stars and all the galaxies and all those things that look so super cool, and you know, stars going supernova, it's just such an interesting thing to see. And what surprises me is like how different it looks compared to like, you know, where it did when I came here in elementary school to see it before the renovations.
What I really love about the planetarium is that it feels like you're actually in the setting of watching everything that you get to see, which is just mind-blowing and absolutely astonishing. And one thing that really surprised me about the renovation is like how different it looks, how different it feels, how close you can actually get to what you're seeing on the screens.
The students definitely seem very excited about the renovations. There are endless opportunities having this new software. Now introducing foreign science teacher Laura Donovan. She'll be operating the new planetarium. Let's hear from her next. Do you find you have more time to focus on instruction rather than having to deal with equipment failure?
I do. With the state-of-the-art equipment like we have here, it gives me more time and more freedom to be able to focus on what we're going to be doing for the day-to-day rather than have to worry about, you know, something going wrong or having to fix something. If something ever does go wrong, we have a wonderful IT department to come and save the day. But truly, I have had few of those worries because we have such an amazing state-of-the-art facility here in Milford.
It's great to hear the new renovations will make it easier to prepare for things. Our STEM instructional supervisor for grades 6 through 12, Lisa Swanson, also commented as well. Here's Lisa. With these technological advancements being put into place, what sort of impact do you think they'll have on the district and the community?
I think it'll have tremendous impact with being able to have our youngest learners come and see the planetarium in action as they learn about space and learn about the cycles of the moon, all the way up to our high school students who are exploring many concepts related to physics in space and being able to actually see how all of these things fit together.
Our Chief Operations Officer, Jim Ricciatelli, was able to comment on what this new asset means for our district and community. Here's more from Jim. With this addition to Milford's collection of assets, what other endeavors can the public look forward to with these planetarium renovations in place?
Well, we're so excited about this project. There are not a lot of planetariums in the world, but there's really not a lot in school systems. So we're happy with the fact that there's so much that we can do with it on the educational level, but also we look at this as a true community asset. And we look at doing shows for the public. We can go to our business community. They could hold meetings there where we can show things on the dome, on the screen. We can use it for fundraisers. I even heard that there's weddings have been held in planetariums and things like that. So it really is endless as far as the things that we can use the planetarium for the benefit of the community at large.
Finally, here's Superintendent Dr. Anna Kutaya to give us her thoughts on the opportunities this new planetarium will bring. Can you talk to me about what new opportunities can arise from the new technology in place?
The new technology in the planetarium is opportunity. It's opportunity for us to develop the next generation of astronauts, astrologers, astronomers, future scientists, because literally I think they're walking in our school hallways right now in Milford Public Schools. That's the opportunity.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening. We really hope you've been enjoying the pod. Make sure to subscribe and tune in next time for our most prevailing stories to date.